Lisa as Dalem.
Boss as Gim.
Emil as Mina.
Joe as Joe.
I'm Joe, I'm the Dungeon Master, and welcome to Poorly Drawn Maps. You guys are here from that weird adventuring group out in the plains. Buy what you need and get out of my town. And he's going to start heading back to his home.
Okay.
There he goes, guys.
Boop, boop.
Didn't like him one bit. Who could say no to Fluffer Nubs?
I call him a turd nugget, but that'd be a compliment.
I just want to ask some perfectly normal questions, and he just shoos Fluffer Nubs away. Might as well shoo me away.
I wanted to find out if he would fund another toilet system here, but no.
Your septic system is terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any latrine in this town. Oh my god. Is that what my character is going to do?
Just go around digging latrines for people?
Just like spreading the good word of sanitation.
I mean...
and purification.
It's not a terrible idea.
It actually fits really well with the whole like cycle of renewal and decay and all
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh my god. I guess that's where we're... I guess I'm toilet magic, man.
This is the new adventure.
Strong like a turd.
Toilet paladin.
Fluid like diarrhea.
Oh. Fluid paladin.
Roll down the beach like a turd in the wind.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful image. All speckled with sand.
Yeah, so as you guys are kind of hanging out and the mayor kind of left you alone, the band starts playing behind you guys. Still, there's like a good-sized crowd of people listening in, even despite... Joe, despite even what the blacksmith had been saying about these guys, there's still people listening to them and like hanging out in their band and stuff. And you guys still haven't examined the shrine and you still have this monk here. So what do you guys do next?
Obviously, I want to check out the shrine and the monk, guys.
I kind of just move on over there because I was hoping we'd get more information, but we still have a chance. Might as well head that way slowly.
Wait, are we going together? Or are we splitting up, kind of like doing our own thing for a little bit here?
I think we can...
Depends on you.
I think Dalem says, I'm going to go over and check out the shrine and talk to the monk and find out...
All right, I'll join you.
Yeah, I'll go.
You guys are coming too?
Yeah, we've got some stuff to look.
Are we friends? Are we friends now? Dalem thinks that, but doesn't say.
Oh, that's very cute.
So he goes to check out the shrine first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, I'll be right there. I want to see something real fast. And I run off. No
more. Okay. We'll come back to you in a minute then. Let's do this monk real quick.
Do the monk!
You guys approach this guy. So you guys see that you find Rattled Mugwort. And he's a human. He's wearing a blue-green sort of robe on his person, and he has, like, a metal symbol on him with the Spirinula symbol on it, like, on a chain around his neck and stuff. And he's kind of tending to this sort of shrine in the center of town that seems like it was not... I was not wrong that this image is coral, because this is not a shrine that was built. It appears to be a shrine that was grown.
Sweet.
What do you guys do?
All right. Discern realities.
Sure, roll wisdom.
Whoop.
13.
Damn.
Still that's killing it.
Good number.
Yeah, it is. It keeps. That's your second 13 today. Huh. All right.
Keep it going.
Yeah. Keep going. All right. What are your questions?
Well, first of all, what is this thing like? It's coral. What color is it? It's blue.
Blue-green coral.
Looks like in there. Okay.
Yeah.
What happened here recently?
As you're examining the shrine, right?
I'm examining the shrine and thinking, how did this come to be? And I'm looking real closely at the base of it.
If you're checking out the base, it does appear like this thing is growing out from underground. Like, this thing grew out of the ground.
Okay. Right?
And coral is alive, and like even as you look at like the edges and stuff, it still seems like it's like moving a little bit.
Wow.
Like you would think like a tree leaf, but it seems to be more real slow and almost deliberate.
Awesome. Dalem reaches out a finger to poke the base of it, not like the
ash
tips, but like the base of it. But as Joe mentions, he like thinks better of it and thinks what here is not what it appears to be.
About this base. It does seem alive in a way. Not what it appears to be. As you check out, like, as you look at the whole thing, I think the monk comes over to you and just like, ah, it appears Spirinula likes you a lot. And he points out a couple branches that seem to be reaching towards you.
Oh.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
Your friend's right to be cautious, but, you know, I have a feeling about you, as he kind of looks at the scarification on your chest of like, I think you'll be all right.
Hmm. Tell me more about the shrine. And you, my friend, are you Ratold Mugwort?
I am.
I got that name right.
No, you found it. Just Rats is fine. But yeah, you
Rat.
Found it.
What a wonderful name. I say Thank that you. In you. And out of character, by the way. I love Rat. That's great.
I like it too. What's your third question, though?
My third question, now there's a monk here. Can he be involved in my questioning?
Yes.
Sweet. You yourself seem well-versed in the ways of Spirinula, I see. Does he have any imagery on him?
Yeah, he has, like, on a necklace, he has, like, a gold icon of the Spirinula symbol on it.
Sweet.
Like, of this triangle symbol you wrote, made, he has it, like, on a chain around his neck, hanging over his robes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I see that you also follow the ways of Spirinula. Notice I said waves of Spirinula. That was an accident, but I'm going to stick with that. That's awesome.
It's a good pun. It works.
Yeah. And he says, I see you follow the waves of Spirinula as well.
Love it. That's an in-character laugh.
But I'm certain that we have differences in what we know of her. I would love to learn from you and find out what you know, and maybe I can offer you some kind of knowledge in return. In-kind trade, if you will. What?
Absolutely. I would love to talk to you, a fellow follower, about it. You're new to this town too, aren't you?
I am, and I love that there's earth and fire and water all in one in this town with this beautiful edifice to Spirinula in the center of it. I'm just wondering, like, what should I be on the lookout for here when it comes to Spirinula? What else do you have going on with regards to Spirinula here? How else are you showing your worship?
Well, we have a small gathering here in town. We do some nightly rituals, some bathing, some cleansing with a candle and such out down by the water. For otherwise, though, to really look out for, the branches, as you notice, they seem to be pulling away from the salamanders.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. They have things on them, intentions of some kind.
Now I want to ask him, like, about how the history of the coral.
The history of it?
I'm out of questions, though, but, like...
No, I mean, at this point, we just have a conversation, because I think, I think he'll even, like, if you just ask, like, how long has this coral been here?
Oh, that's really interesting. Do you know anything about this coral? Were you here when it came up? How long has it been here?
It's only been here for a couple months. About 3 months ago, it came out. And
oh, really?
The town began to remember Spirinula.
I was going to ask if that correlated. I was talking with Salty Brick, the boatman.
Yes, he's a good man.
He is. He is. And yeah, he was telling me that. That's very interesting.
Yes, I think, as you know, Spirinula, the god of healing, restoration, and recycling, hopefully the memory has something to do with the restoration she talks about.
Yes, maybe even restoration to this town to ensure that they are receiving the future that is best for the cycle.
That's hard to say, because what is the cycle? Life, death, regrowth. I mean, this town could be destroyed tomorrow, and that's part of the cycle as well.
Indeed, indeed. See, out of character, that's mm-hmm. something that I'm having trouble defining right now, is like, what are the bounds of this religion?
Right.
Like, what is the point? Like, yeah, there's a cycle. What is the point to, like, maintain the cycle? What comes out of the cycle? Is there, like, a positive currency that the cycle produces in a way? Is that the point? My alignment is good, so it would imply that there's some kind of, like, positive result to the cycle being sustained.
Roll me... I think give me a charisma roll. I want to see how much this guy can show me. How much this guy tells you.
Oh!
Wow! Six. Wow! How... Okay.
Thanks, so, universe!
Is there somebody near you, or... Like, if somebody is...
Yeah, they, Joe, they came Kim, over are you, with me.
Yeah, so Joe, this would be the chance for you to aid or interfere if you want.
Well, I was just doing laps around the shrine, just checking it out, but I haven't been paid attention because this is all way too serious for me.
Sure, yeah. Gim, what about you? You're nearby. Is this a moment for you to step in and help a little bit?
Yeah, I'm willing to help out.
All right, what do you do? How do you kind of sell yourself to this guy to explain what's going on?
Oh, yeah, because boss has to, like, ingratiate himself to my character.
Yeah, a little bit.
So what exactly is the last thing we're trying to find out?
Actually, that's kind of a good question, because I don't know how much of the failure would be here, because you're just kind of asking, like, what are the what to more understanding about your faith and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So then what if, I think the failure isn't that he wouldn't talk to you. I think the failure is that he would be distracted right now for what's going to happen next.
Okay.
So I think, I don't know if that would make sense then for Gim to kind of step in and help then, just because.
Not as much.
Yeah.
Look at him doing
laps. Trying to think of how I would help.
Sorry, that weird mismatched clothes guy is just wandering around. What were you asking again?
I mean, I think we can just let the failure lie and we can go into what the failure would be then.
That's okay, yeah.
Okay, so mark XP.
I mean, I like XP.
Yeah. And I think when you ask that, like, try to get into it, I think Rat just kind of puts a finger up to his lips and goes, we should check out what the salamanders are doing right now. Their show's about to start.
Oh. Salem says dejectedly.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry. We'll talk soon. I haven't forgotten about you yet.
Oh, yay. He says happily.
Yeah. So the show begins. You see the five salamanders have set up all their instruments and stuff. They're kind of close to the shrine still, just because that seems like it's a center part of town and stuff. They can talk to people. And there's a lot of people who kind of come over and talk to them too. Boss, so as I kind of sprung on you, this is Latum, your character you were playing at the Funnel World game. Yeah, so this is the first time we've seen him. He's definitely, he was a human before, dimpled man, just sarcastic person. If the vibe is correct, if you look over in Discord, does this sort of meme kind of the vibe for that character? Like, just like sarcastically playing as fast as he can.
I think he'd be kind of like that, yeah. He's got a... This is a mandolin, huh? Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. So, I think as they go, I think one of the things that's clear about this is that this band is trying to sell basically propaganda about the Empire and stuff, and talk about how great things are, how cool the dragons are and everything, blah, blah, blah. What's happening with people becoming salamanders is a good and natural thing that they're helping along, and everybody should be happy and want it. And it just seems like they're like really doing their best to kind of sell the fact that the Salamander Empire is here to help. And one of the big things they do is they kind of take a break after they play through one of their songs, and they take a break into it. And Latum stops and says, but folks, before you go, we have one thing to show you against the darkness that we fight against, the evil dwarves and the orcs with their oil.
Hey, that's racist.
The dwarves and the orcs have made an alliance against us called the Celestial Concord. And they are pushing us out and into our lands with their strange oil. And at the mention of this oil, he reaches into his bag and pulls out this vial of this strange, like, shimmering, kind of swirling liquid that seems to just kind of be moving on its own.
Well,
this oil is poison to our land. It dampens the magic all around us. It ruins the fields, and it will destroy the world around us. And in fact, as he's holding it up, you see the shrine of Spirinula react to this bottle.
How does it react?
This might actually be a thing that you also feel, Dalem. You have that scarification on your chest.
The second
he pulls out the vial, you hear the coral kind of creak, like it was like an old wood structure as it's kind of moving and like cringing inward and stuff. And you feel like this pulse on your chest of like, holy shit, that oil, whatever it is the most evil goddamn thing you've ever seen.
Can I here, give me a second. I would love to react.
Yeah.
I need to kind of look over my sheet real quick.
Sure.
Thanks. I have a shield and a mace.
You are also on a quest, and one of your vows is valor, forbidden from suffering an evil creature to live.
Yep, I have to do something about this. It is required.
It's not necessarily about attacking just yet, but I mean, like, you should certainly feel spurned into action, I should say.
He does. Well, yeah. My initial thought was like a ranged attack, but I don't really have anything.
Okay.
So I guess Dalem just like starts, he cringes and he starts looking around for something to do.
I think the monk in that case puts a hand on his shoulder, like still like, and he has one hand on your shoulder, one hand holding his symbol of Spirinula, and he's just like, just wait. We should wait just a minute to see how this goes.
But it hurts so much.
I understand. And he pulls his hand away from his symbol of Spirinula, and it's like burnt his hand.
Oh my god, it's horrible. Dalem just falls to his knees and turns to the coral and fills his vision with the coral. And it kind of relies on its presence to bear through the experience and the pain.
Roll me luck, Lisa.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
I guess he also starts praying or like chanting or something. Like,
that's kind of what it feels like, at least, like kind of like a hope and a prayer a little bit.
It's
2d6 flat for you. So
thank you. I was looking for luck and I was remembering we don't have that.
Yeah, it's on your attributes and abilities. 7. Test your luck. Where is that? We hope against the hope things will go your way. 7 to 9. Sorry, no. Okay. But I think as you keep happening, wishing in this moment though for like maybe something can kind of happen and stuff, I think the salamander goes on with like a demonstration of like what the oil can kind of do. And as you're looking over, he doesn't do anything to the coral, but I think he pulls out like something that's clearly like a magic stone, like a rune or something. Pops the cork on the bottle, pours it out, and you can even see like the arcane energy in it like fizzle out and like dim and go like blank and null in a way. I think as he's doing this too, like maybe a little splash of it does get onto the coral, and I think when it lands there, it does seems to have a very different reaction. Seems like the coral like sucks in the oil, and you see like a little like effervescence come out. And that's all.
At first, Dalem, like, tears came to Dalem's eyes, like little half tears, when he saw that it basically extinguished magic.
Right.
But then he noticed the splash come over towards the coral, and he was ready to lose it. But then he's just confused. Huh? So he's confused by that.
What happened to it as soon as it got close to the coral?
The coral seemed to have sucked in a little bit of the oil, and a little bit of effervescence, like gas, came out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you would know. You're not even here.
Yeah.
I'm not, but I'd like to know.
Yeah. But also, I mean, you can roll a wisdom in this moment, too, to kind of, like, if you want to discern some reality.
I would love that, yeah.
Yeah. Hey. 9. You get one question.
Ooh, no. Okay. Oh, God. I guess kind of I'm asking what happened, using what happened here recently.
Well, to sort of explain kind of what's happening.
I guess. To explore what's going on.
It seems like, just from a gut feeling, that whatever this oil is something not natural, as far as you can tell. And this coral took it and transformed it into pure magic and just released it into the air.
Whoa! Spirinula. I think that Dalem needs to process this and...
Sure.
He just drops to his knees in, like, prayer for a little while at the base of this thing.
Gim and Joe, what about you guys? As you guys have been watching this kind of display, this sort of, like, presentation and propaganda that's being put on. Do you guys do anything? React in any way?
Just looking around at all this, go, haha, neat.
I'm watching it all, and yeah, it's kind of just cool, but I also realize that it's a little eerie.
Go ahead.
But yeah, it's just a little eerie, but I'm also just, entertained, so.
This entire time, I'm looking toward the mayor's building and keeping an eye out for Mina and Fluffernubs, since they ran off, and I find that weird.
Never to return again.
Speaking of those two, we should check in on them.
Well, they go.
Mina, what are you up to?
Well, I'm off. I might be probably following the mayor. I do not trust this guy anymore. Anyone who treats Fluffernubs like that, I just can't believe that they would have anything good up their sleeves.
Sure.
So I'm I know that they have this very fancy house in the hill over there. I'm wondering if I can be able to just follow them to the house and maybe Fluffernubs can get up on the window and get a good look inside. Like, I just don't trust this guy. Where does he have to hide? The whole way there, I'm kind of grumbling to my Fluffernubs, and I was like, who is he to treat you such a way?
Sounds good. Sounds like you're also going to be rolling a Discern Realities.
Yes.
And is this something you would command Fluffernubs to do?
Yes, exactly. That's what I would be doing.
Okay. Add its cunning to your roll, which is +2. Pretty good.
Okay, so wisdom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Thank God.
That's not worth +2, though.
No, it's not. So you got a 6 plus your 2, so that's an 8.
Okay, so I got there.
Whew. Yeah, so you could ask one question.
Alrighty-dighty, then. Okay, I'll say, Fluffernubs, go see what's going on in there. What's out of the ordinary? And I guess I'm asking, basically, what here is not what it appears to be.
So are you looking, like, in the window into the mayor's house and stuff?
Yeah, if Fluffernubs can get, like, into the window, if there's, like, an open window or something, or maybe it's just, I don't know, maybe there's, like, an entryway up above. He's in a hillside, right? But there's got to be venting, and have a kitten who is very able to get into high places.
Like a little chimney or something?
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like as Fluffernubs is snooking around. So the mayor's house is, you know, it's pretty spacious. Lots of rooms and stuff. You see like a bed, a couple tables for entertaining things. It's got a whole little like apartment off to the side where you can kind of like work on things and stuff. You also see this very strange kind of hatch in the back of it. And it's strange because Fluffernubs sees blood leading to the hatch.
It's okay. He's... Blood leading to the hatch. Is the mayor in sight right now?
Yeah.
Okay, where's he at?
Let's put the mayor over here.
By that desk?
Yeah, over here by the desk.
Okay, cool. Gotcha.
And then then we'll put Fluffernubs in the middle. Checking things out.
Oh my goodness, Fluffernubs. And so this is just kind of Fluffernubs, and until Fluffernubs returns to me, I don't really know what's going on.
Basically.
Okay, but I only could ask one question, really. So Fluffernubs is basically at the point where she sees some blood. She might go over there and sniff it, give it a good whiff.
It's blood. It's blood, all right.
It's blood, all right. Sounds good. Fluffernubs loves blood. So now now that she's got her fill blood, is she going to come back?
Sure.
Climb back out of the chimney or whatever she did
Yeah. Climb out and get out there. So.
Yeah.
Did she lick it up or just sniff it?
She sniffed it and she got her nose just a little close. So there's a little blood on her nose and she kind of just licked it off. It was adorable, I'm sure.
Very cute.
Yep. Anyways, so Fluffernose, what did you see in there? What? You said there's blood in the going to a hidden door in the back? I knew we couldn't trust this guy. Yeah. Oh my god, we gotta tell the others.
All right. So you rush off?
I rush off back to
okay.
You guys who are still around the statue, I guess.
All right. I'm assuming you tell everybody what's happening and stuff.
Yeah, basically I just come to everyone. Hey, you guys, I couldn't let it be. This guy, I knew we couldn't trust him. He was so mean to Fluffernubs, and I know why. It's because he's trying to hide something. He's not a good guy at all. He's got...
Blood?
He's got blood. Yeah, no, I'm trying to figure out a better way to say it. But it's fine. It's fine. It's just me overthinking things.
Bloody skeletons in his closet?
Yeah, this guy's got literal skeletons in his closet because he's got blood leading to a secret door in the back. This guy is creepy.
You gotta find out more.
How do you know that?
Fluffernubs tells me things.
Wait, your cat talks to you?
I mean, she meows to me, and I just tend to know what she's thinking.
This isn't that credible.
I believe it. Guys, we gotta find out more.
Fluffernubs do not lie about blood, okay?
Hmm.
All I'm saying is I don't like this place. I think this mayor is hiding something dark.
Let's go check it out further.
What? You want to just confront him?
For once, I agree with you guys, but maybe we shouldn't just confront him.
No, don't confront him. We can sneak it. We could sneak around.
Hey, Joe, I noticed you, speaking of confronting people, I noticed you disappeared for a little while earlier. Anything interesting happen? Did you see the mayor go anywhere or say anything interesting or maybe talk to some people who know some interesting things about the mayor?
Is that true? Like, did you actually see him kind of wander off? And?
Well, I'm just trying to give him an option to...
Right. I was going to say, like, Joe, were you trying to, like, sneak off and be quiet while you go meet your contact? Or was that, like...
I just walked off, came back.
Okay.
No, no, look, don't worry. I actually also think this guy is super sketch. My buddy over there told me so. So, luckily, we actually have a map.
Whoa! Really, Joe? Of what?
Yes.
But of what? I mean, it's not just some dumb map from, like, the kids' meal at Who's That Big Man?
It's a map of the mines, and
I hate those guys.
There on what they're digging up in the various alcoves, and we can also figure out where the mayor's house is.
So I really want to make a joke here about mishearing him say mines, as in the clown guys with white faces. And digging out the alcoves of the mimes.
Ew.
And how does that relate to the mayor's house? Oh, God. But I'm not making that joke at all.
Just remember, there was lots of blood.
Now we know why.
There were mimes involved.
Oh, God. Mime alcoves. Right,
mime, not mine.
Did you just try to make a joke about mimes? Ancient elven... Hold on. I would like to spout lore.
All right. Yeah, roll your intelligence.
Yes!
8. So you know something interesting about mimes. What do you got?
Oh, yeah, it's the ancient elven dramatization of physical comedy. It's where they pretend that there's things all around them. But the big deal here is that one of these objects is magically created. The mime who's doing this doesn't know what that one is. So, this is a pretend wall. This is a pretend wall. Oh, shit, real anvil.
Wow. Love it.
I like it.
That's like a dangerous business.
It is. That's why it's ancient. No one does it anymore.
It's a lost art because everyone died.
Oh.
you know, I don't know why they kept doing the anvil bit.
They play this game called Wall Wall Anvil. It's weird.
Is it like Duck Duck Goose?
Yeah. The worst kind of Duck Duck Goose.
Egyptian geese.
Yeah.
Well, that was a delight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now we have Mime Lord.
Great.
In any case, don't know what you're talking about mimes there, but we do have the map of the mine. We have some details on what's being dug up in each of the alcoves. And I got a buddy here I want to help out, so I think we should check this place out and figure out what this mayor guy's up to.
You know, he supports these salamanders, and honestly, Dalem's kind of not sure how he feels right now because he saw this. He's so confused by this oil and everything. He's just going to go along with it to learn more about the salamanders and be well positioned.
Something's fishy. You think there's a secret entrance to the mayor's place?
If there isn't, we're going to make one.
Well, I was told we should go around the back, and going through the window might be the best way to get into the house undetected. I'm assuming, though, if he's not in there.
He's still in there right now. He was in his house, right?
Yeah, the last you left him alone in the house. You have no idea if he's still there right now or if he's going to leave anytime soon or anything like that.
Last time I saw him, he was still in the house being sneaky, I'm sure.
So, I guess what's the plan then? Do you guys want to wait a little bit to try to snoop out around the mayor for a little bit? Or is there anything you want to check out?
I would like to gear up.
Sure. You have a bunch of blacksmith to check out, plus Joe's buddy. So, I mean, if you guys need some equipment and stuff, this place definitely has the supply tag. So if you guys are going to roll the special move supply, then you guys will get a bonus plus one to that.
Okay. Dalem leans over to Joe and says, so, you know, someone here in town who is a blacksmith? Is that what I heard?
Oh, yeah. Buddy Brunt over there and got this. Old friend of mine.
See, how do I say this? There's a word for this. Damn it. Financially, crap, I can't think of the word. It's
what is with you and everything dealing, like, has to do with crap? In any case, he's cool.
Okay.
Nice one. Whatever you do, do not talk about, you know, the things. The things.
The things.
The stuff?
The poop? Does he mean poop? Do you mean poop, Joe?
I don't. If I have to tell you, then what's the point?
Okay. You want to come with me to see Brunt in case I talk about the things?
I'm just messing with you.
I'm just messing with you.
He's cool as long as you got money.
All right. Now, out of character, I'm afraid that he's going to walk in and have, like, ear ridges. Very prominent ear ridges.
Very prominent.
Well, I'm going to head on over.
All
right. Yo, I'm going to try to sell him my pots and pans.
He would be interested in buying that, for sure. Mina, you go over there with him? Or?
Yeah, I go with him.
Okay. So, Joe established this one on the left is the one for the ingot this. Yeah.
Roof party!
So as you guys walk in, Brunt looks up, sees Joe coming back in with now this group of people, and just like, hey guys, looks like my buddy Joe's got some new friends. How can I help you?
I wasn't born yesterday. I'm older than you think.
I'm not trying to start anything.
You just walked in the front door. What?
I know. She sounds like he sounds like he's starting something with you. I'm just trying to sell some pots and pans to you. Really sturdy, nonstick stuff here.
Oh, that seems really interesting. Yeah, I'll be interested in buying that from you.
I just got one pot and one pan.
I think you need to roll me a charisma, because I think this is like a parlay. So
yes.
God. You cannot get rid of these pots and pans. It's
What is going on?
So mark XP.
Wait.
What's up?
If I assist, it doesn't matter, does it?
Nope.
What if I throw a rolling pin in on the deal?
I think that would still be technically an aid, which will only get
That's
you.
That's what I thought too. Wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Charisma's supposed to be good.
It's supposed to be, but you just keep failing this move somehow. It's unbelievable. But yeah, I think it's like a similar thing of like he goes over, checks out the pans, takes a knife and like chips on the little Teflon stuff. It's like, what the hell is this shit? What's this?
No, it's not a big deal.
Not a big deal. You got some sort of like flaky material on these pans. It's coming off. What? This is some shitty craftsmanship.
Oh, well, you're not supposed to chop at it with your knives.
What else am I supposed to do with it? If I get a metal utensil, I'm going to destroy this thing.
Just use plastic. Come on.
The fuck is plastic?
You know, it's like lighter than metal. Ever heard of this stuff?
What the f- Buddy. Take your shitty pots and pans and get out of here. What about the rest of you? What do you need? And for anybody else, if you're looking for a particular item, you are going to be rolling the supply move. When you go to buy something with gold on hand, if it's something readily available in the settlement you're in, you can buy it at market price. Market price is literally the prices that it gives you in the book. If it's something special beyond what is usually available here or non-mundane, roll plus charisma. On a 10 plus, you find what you're looking for at a fair price. On a 7 and 9, you'll have to pay more or sell for something that's not exactly what you wanted, but close. The GM will tell you what your options are.
Hmm.
And because you're in an area with like these big blacksmiths and stuff, if you roll their charisma, you'll roll it with an automatic plus one.
Got it.
Yeah, just because like supply is had here. There is lots of supply and available to you guys.
I think I want to grab some leather armor. It says okay. Leather, comma, chainmail.
Yeah.
So it's one or the other.
One or the other. 10 coins, one weight.
I think leather is the way.
Okay. Yeah. If you got the coin, you can get it and you can add it to your character sheet.
Ooh, but can I sell my rolling pin?
I don't. He seems interested in the scrap metal. I don't know if he's going to be interested in a.
What's the general prices of everything?
Okay.
So the general prices are things are, it's in the book in the equipment section.
I just realized that we know this guy and can probably like parlay or something for like a discount or.
That would be your supply roll that we were just talking about. So that's a charisma roll.
Yeah, I would love to get the scale mail if I could, but it's 50 coins, but I only have 36.
Right. 2 armor, 3 weight. Heavy, but, you know, it's pretty good.
Clumsy. I ignore the clumsy tag.
Yes, because you have, yes, you have the armor to move. So you.
Yeah, I do.
Before this, good before for you. This bartering and parlay is about to happen, I go, hey, Brun, by the way,
yeah.
We're going to be handling your mayoral problem a little bit later tonight. So, do you mind throwing these guys, you know, just a little bit of something, something their way.
I see. Wink. He says, wink. Like, yeah, we'll help you out. We'll see. We'll sweeten the pot. What do you guys need?
Well, first of all,
Salem says,
shush, wink. No, shush, shush, shh. It's okay. Hold on 1 second.
Wink.
First thing we'll need is a distraction. You think you can get the mayor out away from his place for a little while tonight?
Yeah, I think we can figure something out.
Okay, cool. At this point, I just walk away.
Okay. Very nice.
Wow, he really walked far away. All right. You know,
well, he walked away because he owes me 50 coins still. So if he stays too close, I might try to get it off of him somehow. I'll get you a suit one of these days. All right, but for everybody else, give me charisma rolls if you want some better, some cheap gear.
I don't have any gold.
Yeah, I don't think I have.
You don't have any gold. Yeah, you'll have to ask Dalem to buy you some stuff, but I think she just blew most of her money. How much money do you have, Dalem?
Only 36.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. Okay. Maybe we can work something else out then with the rest of you guys. So I think, how much does this cost regularly? 50 coin?
Yeah,
I think with this roll, what do you say to this blacksmith then? Like, how do you, like, What do you do? Hmm. How do you talk to him? Especially after hearing like this dude's gonna help you out.
Yeah, you know, we actually talked to the mayor a bit earlier and talked to some people around town, and it's obvious that this man is not doesn't have the best interests of the town in mind, and I'm all about that. So you can be sure that we're gonna try and do what's best for this town.
All right, all right. How do I know that though? You're new to this town. What you got?
He rips open his shirt and shows his scar.
Oh, you're one of those fools.
I follow the teachings of Spear Nula.
Roll plus charisma for the Eye of the Law move.
Aha, yes.
Yeah.
Oh boy, here we go. It's charisma?
Charisma.
I knew it! Ah!
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
On a miss, they do as they please, and you take a -1 forward against them. I think he just goes like, you're one of those guys? Man, they seem that they want to help us out. But let me ask you, are you out here to actually help? Or are you just going to be one of those guys like, I'm just here to go with the cycle, with the flow, blah, blah, blah. What are you doing here?
Fuck. Well, if you really must know, I don't think that these salamanders are good for the cycle of renewal. I think that they're squashing out or taking a very short-term view of things and using too many resources. And I don't like that. I think they're using things too fast. And Spirinula doesn't like that either. She's told me through the P. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
I said, don't worry about that. Moving on. So.
That sounds good. But that mace you got on your side, you ever use it?
Out of character, have I?
You use it to attack a salamander to save Joe last session.
Have there been any, attacks or anything, or any, hunting expeditions between, during love letter time?
There probably was, a few, kind of about, protecting the town and stuff. So maybe this is where we find out that there was, some sort of monster or something that Dalem was kind of a part, dealing with in a way.
Yeah, maybe that's how he got some respect in the town and people stopped making fun of him for being, kind of stupid.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that sounds good.
What was the monster?
It sounds like Spout Lord.
Yeah, that's an intelligence, though.
Oh, God, it was not. This really happened, guys. It's not a fish story.
Just believe me. I mean, yeah, you just have no idea what sort of monster it was. You killed something out on the plains.
I was thinking maybe it was dark and it was nighttime. And nighttime. See how dumb he is? And it was in the water, and he didn't really get a good look at it. But why was he using a mace and a shield in the water? It's weird.
Right.
I'll go with the planes.
Okay. He just goes, all right, we'll help you guys out. Here you go. 30 coin for a scale mail.
Oh, I've always wanted one of these. And by that, I mean in the last 6 months. Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
No problem.
You want this bowling pin?
You can keep it. We have plenty of kindling. We're fine.
All right. Okay. So I'm going down to 6. Coin and putting on scale armor.
Yeah. What about you other two? Would you guys got anything you want to buy?
I'm hoping you might have some nicer arrows for sale. All I got is plain old regular arrows.
We got some lovely elven style arrows over here.
Ooh.
20 coin.
I rummage around in my sack. I cannot find any coin.
No.
You're willing to barter?
I do not want your pans.
You can trade some dungeon rations.
Hey, Dalem, do you still got that rolling pin?
You got food. No, I don't want the kindling.
I got some food for you.
Pass. I don't want your food.
I got the scale armor. Just kidding.
All right.
Wait, so who has money right now?
Dalem has 6 coins. Doesn't Gim, didn't you have a couple, I thought?
So, but Joe has some.
Yeah, Joe has 8.
Okay, so no. So we don't have enough. 20 coin for the Elven arrows.
No, sorry.
Dang it. Well, never mind. Sorry, I wasted her time.
All right.
He said he wants to help us.
I have an idea, Neil. Okay. Maybe Fluffernubs can go outside and spange up some coin.
He's like, what, you can just what coin you say? I'll be right back.
Hey, let me go with Fluffernubs and take out my lodestone shield and see if I can pick anything up.
Nice.
All right. Wait, so what exactly is Fluffernubs doing? Just looking around? Or?
Spange is short for asking for spare change.
Oh. You may have a better luck with Gim with his lodestone shields, picking stuff up, finding like dust, basically, like iron sand that they can use.
What if can I strike a deal with him where I can maybe get people to come into his door if I get people to come in and buy things from him?
I don't think he has a problem with that. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think these guys are hurting for business. I don't know if he's going to be interested in that. Okay. Also, that would be, again, performance for the Fluffernubs. It's not trained in that.
She is not. She's just adorable.
No. Yeah.
Which is not enough, apparently. Yeah.
Where could I go? Where could we go to find some coin on the floor?
Where do you want to go? I mean, the band is probably packing up around the center of town, so there probably was like a lot of people around and stuff, so you can go there and find some coin. You can also head south to the Black Sand Beaches and get some like iron sand, collect some iron sand for them to use. So
I think maybe we go to the beach and just kind of use the lodestone shield as like a metal detector.
All right, I think that's a luck. So what's your luck? Or is that something else? Because I don't know if there's any danger with that. I think it's just a luck roll. Yeah, you have a 10.
Seems to make sense to me.
Yeah, so roll me 2d6 flat. 4.
Go.
Oh, what do you find in the sand that's cursed?
A coin that he can't get off of the lodestone shield.
Stuck onto it
just
now.
Always just tempts him forever.
Just like you just see him occasionally like trying to pry it off and it's like, it's fucking stuck.
It's like worth so much money, but I just can't get it off.
It's this massive thing. It's like you just can't get it off. I like that.
It's incredibly valuable.
Yeah, stuck there.
Any ideas, boss?
Yeah, maybe there's a way we can gamify how heavy it is. Like you have a thing stuck to your shield that's worth one weight. And that's like 100 coin that's just there, stuck, until you can find a way to get it off.
Which I hope I don't have to get rid of my shield, but that would make it more valuable too.
Yeah. You don't want to sell this shield just yet. It's a very good shield.
Dude, not.
But it just increases value. It's awesome.
100 gold at least.
Yeah. Mina and Fluffernubs? What do you guys do? How are you trying to find some money?
We're already at the bottom of the barrel here. We're just walking down the alleys of the town, just looking behind dumpsters, looking for anything.
All right.
Any luck, Fluffernubs?
That sounds. Yeah. I think then it sounds like Dalem is the one who's still hanging out then at the blacksmith, and I think our friend just kind of goes, "All right, with the other friends going around looking for coin, have them come back to me, and we'll get them taken care of. But for you though." Sounds like you guys are going to help us out with the Maya situation, you should meet up with us behind one of the stockpile rooms later tonight. Here is a little badge for you to help us out. And he hands you like a scarf with like a drawing of like a moth on it. And it's like, just come on over there and help and talk to us. We'll help you out.
All right. Thanks for the offer. What time?
Midnight.
Appropriate.
Yes, feels like it. All right, you guys get out of here. Go get some sleep and go relax in the inn until then.
Dalen runs out. Thanks for your time.
What?
Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at DrawnMaps and poorlymap@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you next time. Intro and outro music can be found at epidemicsound.com.